Hello, Habit Mechanics, Dr. John Finn here. I hope you're doing well. Really excited because we've got a special announcement to make in today's podcast, which my friend and colleague Andrew is going to speak more about. But first of all, Andrew, how are you?
Yeah, hi there, John. Really excited to be joining you on this special podcast. And as you say, some big news. And the special announcement has two elements to it. And firstly, we want to let people know that they can get their hands on a free physical copy of the best-selling Habit Mechanic book. You can see it there behind you on the screen, an Amazon bestseller, created a huge buzz since its publication and really helping tens of thousands of people to do better and feel better. People can get their hands on a free physical copy. Yes, you did hear that right. And also, the Habit Mechanic University app, which has been really developing fantastically since you launched it, and added the artificial intelligence element to it. So there are coaches for so many different things within that app, and that's created again such a great buzz. Well, you're going to be starting super habit boot camps as part of the Habit Mechanic University app. That sounds an amazing new development. I'd like to talk about both of them with you, John. Yeah, the book and the app. Let's start with the book. People able to get their hands on a free physical copy. For anyone who's not yet familiar with the Habit Mechanic book, tell us a little bit about it, please.
Yeah, the focus of my professional life is to make it as easy as possible for people to be at their best. And that's what the team at Tougher Minds are focused on as well. It's our mission. So that's why it was such a natural step to write the Habit Mechanic book, which took me over 20 years. And it's a book's not really a fair way to describe it, 'cause it's more like a manual for life, and it's how others have described it. It's a Bible for success. It's a toolkit for success. It's all the training that we've been running over the past 20 years written up into a book. So it's a really, really powerful resource. Just in the last 48 hours, I've spoken to people in Italy, Israel, Belarus, two places in America, one in LA and another also in California. So this has now become a global, it's becoming a global movement. So we just wanted to go an extra step and offer people a free physical copy so that they can start to put these tools into practice. I know many people have the ebook, for example, in the audio book, but for me, the physical book is so key, because it's that thing that I can make notes in, I can annotate, I can go back to, and I can still use the audio at the same time as well. And many people who've had the ebook, for example, and then they've got a physical copy, have said, "Wow, I didn't really get how comprehensive this was until I got the physical copy in my hands." So that's why we're making it available for free, and I'm excited just to get it into more people's hands and help more people to, transform their own lives and help others to transform their lives as well.
Yeah, when you look at some of the reviews the Habit Mechanic book has had online, I mean, when you look on the online reviews, this phrase manual does become a bit of a refrain. A lot of people say that in the best possible sense because the book is so digestible, it's so accessible, it helps people do better and feel better in our challenging world that we know we all face so many challenges, and it helps people immediately. There's an exercise right at the start to get people thinking better and doing better.
Yeah, so the big challenge with the training that's available, whether it's traditional coaching or therapy, self-help training, it's very well intended, but it isn't designed to change people's behavior. That's why the National Health Service in the UK, for example, still spends more than half its annual budget treating diseases that emerge because people don't do basic things like eating 5 portions of fruit and vegetables a day or walking 10,000 steps, even though people know they need to do that and they agree that they need to do that to feel good about themselves. So we wanted to write the book so it was simple and practical and made it really easy for people to move from knowing what they needed to do to having the tools to be able to implement that knowledge, but also to have what we call the habit building plan so they could actually start to habitualize doing those things. And right in chapter one, right at the start of the book, we show what we call the daily T plan, which is a daily tiny empowering action plan. It just takes 2 minutes a day. You'll see people in the Habit Mechanic University app using it. And that's one of over 35 tools that we share in the book that you could use on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis. So you get this ecosystem of what we call intelligent self-watching and intelligent planning systems and techniques that make it easier for to get your brain working really well, for you to be at your best, but also it shows you how to become what we call a team power leader and a chief habit mechanic, so you can help others to be at their best.
Yeah, I think that's something that people perhaps don't quite expect. As well as the huge amount of substance to help individuals, there's also a tremendous amount in there about leadership as well, and creating world-class teams. It must have been such a huge effort and a huge amount of work to put this together, John. But the feedback, pleasingly, has been so positive. Just share with us some of the things that people have shared with you about their experiences when they've started reading the Habit Mechanic book.
Yeah, I think the key message is that people talk about learn they learn how to do something differently, and they just know what to do. They learn how to put it into practice, and that is the key. And actually, I hadn't prepared this, but for this podcast, but it's just in front of me, so I'm just pulling it up. We actually, I think on Friday, someone in the app posted, three in the app, who's read the Habit Mechanic book, but she also uses the Habit Mechanic University app. She posted, "Greeting Habit Mechanics. It is my 1 year anniversary as a habit mechanic, plus or minus a few days." And then she says, "What an outstanding journey. Still the same annoying life and the same me, only better, in my humble opinion. More effectively focused, more organized, getting more done, have great habits that serve me well, moving projects that I've been carting around undone for 20 years or more, a few pounds lighter, 50% less sugar, happier knees, managing my people better, changing my life slowly, and chipping away on being my best self. Still plenty of room for improvement, though. Thank you all for walking along with me." Speaking to the Habit Mechanic University. So, and Threena is in that, I think, kind of a normal habit mechanic in the sense she's tried lots of things before. This isn't her first attempt to try to be at her best. But those other things didn't work because they weren't designed with the brain in mind. They didn't understand how brains worked and how to help people to actually change their behavior. So for me, that's why I get out of bed in the morning, to help people achieve those things. And I think all the feedback is of a similar ilk. It's about people putting things into practice, not just knowing, reading a chapter or an idea or a book going, "That's an interesting idea," but actually putting it into practice and starting to get results, and therefore doing more of it, and then getting more results and more results and more results, and going on the habit mechanic journey. where, you know, the key is to test and try things out and tweak, refine and go again. And as we'll come on to, this is why the super habit, the new super habit boot camps are going to be so powerful.
Yeah, that is a fantastic testimony from Threena, and it's amazing that she shared that in such great detail. And it's really fantastic to hear the transformational effect the Habit Mechanic book has had. And of course, if you're just picking up this podcast, we're doing it because it's a very special day, because John's announcing that people are able to get their hands on a free physical copy of The Habit Mechanic. We're going to tell you exactly how in a few moments, but you mentioned The Habit Mechanic University and the Super Habit Boot Camps that you're now starting to run as part of that. What is a Super Habit Boot Camp, John? It sounds perhaps a bit daunting.
Yeah, well, it isn't. And in its simplest sense, it's just really rigorous support day by day, helping people to be at their best. We have this huge array of tools that we can offer people. And what we wanted to do was just give people a clearer journey and map to how they can start to use those tools in a system on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. So the boot camp has a very simple structure, which is closely connected to our team power model. And the metaphor that we use is that on the boot camp, we are climbing a mountain. A mountain can be as big or as small as you want it to be. If a mountain sounds too daunting, you could just climb up a little hill. And in the first instance, we're just encouraging people to think about a weekly boot camp. And therefore, the top of the hill or the mountain is there. Are there goals for the week? So we're just keeping it nice and simple. The first thing that we need to do at in the foothills is to do what we call me power conditioning. So in day one of our training, we help people to analyze their habits and start building new habits. And coupled with that is the second part, but the second step as we're going up the hill or the mountain, which is what we call community base camp. So we start to work out what are our goals for the top of the hill and the mountain. And we can start to use a tool that we call the FAM story iceberg, the Future Ambitious Meaningful Story. So we've got these five steps to success as we're climbing the hill or the mountain. And we just start really simply in the first instance, just orientating ourselves. So it might be on a Monday by just thinking about what are our goals for the week ahead. And we have very special habit mechanic techniques to set super effective goals, but also which habits am I working on? Then step three, we've got what's called group climbing support. This is how we support each other. And people will see inside the app, we have what we call the At My Best community. And that actually was where Threena posted that message to the other members, where we post our plans and our goals if we want to, and we also show up and support each other. Step four on our journey is what we call campfire discussions. This is why we have what we call super habit mentoring. So we have live mentoring sessions every week where people can turn up and ask questions to myself and my team, really experienced habit mechanic coaches, and we personally help you on your journey. Some people want one-to-one coaching as well, and we can offer that or point people into the direction of those habit mechanic coaches that we've personally certified. And then the fifth step on the mountain is what we call the group climbing review, just where we're checking in with ourselves and making sure that the goals we set at the start of the week or the start of the month or whenever it is, they're still relevant, etc. So we have this five-step system inside this climbing a mountain or hill metaphor, and that's what the boot camps are built around. And we're just going to have weekly boot camps. And our goal is to make it as easy as possible for people to get to the end of the week and feel really great about themselves, feel like they've really achieved the things that they wanted to achieve, not look back and go, rubbish week again, didn't do the things that I wanted to do. You know, straight away, I'm two sentences in there, and that's not good. That's just a waste of my energy. So I've been not effective as I wanted to be in the week, and then on a Friday night, I'm beating myself up. That probably leads to a weekend which isn't going to activate lots of direct recharge, and then I'm exhausted on a Monday morning again, and I'm in that big negative cycle. So the boot camps are there to break that cycle for people. They're really accessible. We can't do it for free, unfortunately, but they're super cost effective, and we're really excited to get going.
Yeah, and just, I think it's possibly worth repeating. That sounds so exciting, by the way, but possibly worth repeating. This is an interactive online experience within the Habit Mechanic University app, which is available, as people can see, on the respective app stores for your smartphone. And it really puts the power of the Habit Mechanic system in your pocket, and you live with it, you carry it around, and it can support you constantly. And this is you bringing people together for this bootcamp experience, which sounds, well, frankly, transformative.
Yeah, and that's it. It's an experience. It isn't just an app. So we've got the live support calls. We've got what we call the Super Habit Coach, which is our AI-powered app that you can access 24/7. All the tools in the book are digitalized, so you can benefit from, you know, gamification and tracking and monitoring, etc. You get full access to the audiobook as part of the program. You get what we call our five-step systems, which are us just making it really easy to build new habits. So taking things in the book, you know, the book is 107,000 words long, written across 38 chapters. So people need help, they need support to implement these things. So this is an experience, and the center of it is the app, but you've got human beings that you can speak to as well. And you've got other people that are going on this journey with you. And really what this is all about is helping people to unlock their 25-hour brain so they can get a much better balance between their recharge brain states, their medium charge brain states, and their high charge brain states in every 24-hour period. And that is the key to feeling happy, being healthy, and being at your best. And we can see very quickly when we help people to do that, that depending on their start point, they're able to do somewhere between an extra 80 hours of what we call high impact work per month. That's an extra 4 hours per day, through to an extra 20 hours of high impact work per month. That's an extra hour per day. So people that think they're already really nailing it, we've seen time and time again, when they engage in our training, which our Super Habit Bootcamp is a training program, the first time I'm making this type of stuff available at scale, that they're able to get at least an extra 1 hour of high impact work done per day. That's an extra 5 hours by the end of the week. That means you're finishing work on time. You get to spend your free time doing what you want to do with your family, etc. So yeah, really exciting. So we're looking forward to starting the first Super Habit Bootcamp and helping people to unlock their 25-hour brain. But I'd encourage people to get the free physical copy of the book, because the book is an important cornerstone and foundation of your journey to becoming a habit mechanic. You know, it's the manual and it's the guide, and it's just really powerful to have it in your hands. I have two offices, and I've got multiple copies of the book in both offices because I'm forever picking it up and looking at things for my own personal reference, but also in the work that I'm doing as well.
Yeah, a free physical copy of The Habit Mechanic is now available. And John, I think the question everyone's going to be asking is how can people get their hands then on this free physical copy? Tell us where to go, what to do.
Yeah, really simple. Just go to tougherminds.co.uk. And it will be the first thing you can do on the homepage of the website. You'll see a button that allows you to go to the page where you can get your free copy, free physical copy of the Habit Mechanic book.
Right, well, that's nice and straightforward. Tougherminds.co.uk, the website, that'll be coming very soon, and should be on there, in fact, at the time of this podcast going live. So, yes, let's encourage people, as many people as possible, to get their hands on the free physical copy of The Habit Mechanic by going to tougherminds.co.uk. And obviously, two special announcements on this podcast, but more good news, because as I understand it, John, if people do opt to get their free physical copy of The Habit Mechanic, they're going to be offered a special opportunity to join these boot camps that we've just been talking about. In the Habit Mechanic University, as you say, there is a cost to the boot camps, but if you get your free physical copy, you'll be offered the chance to join the boot camps at a very special rate.
Yeah, we're offering nearly an 80% discount if you get the book, and we will extend that discount, you know, for life. So we're making it as cheap as we possibly can. Plus, when you get the book, and if you sign up for that discount, you get loads of other value as well, loads of other powerful resources, including our 1 month Me Power Planner, our Working From Home program, and also our Team Power Leadership program. And in fact, if you just get the book from our website, we're also offering a 1 week Habit Mechanic Planner and the Tougher Minds Foundation course. So we're just trying to give as much value as possible. If you want to fulfill your potential or help other people fulfill their potential so you can feel great and get the rewards and respect you deserve, then I want to give you a free physical copy of my new best-selling book, because you deserve to know the truth. The most important things for fulfilling your potential are not tips, tricks, hacks, therapy, coaching, meditation, breathwork, goal setting, journaling, or finding your why. I know it sounds irrational because we're so used to hearing about using these things to help us fulfill our potential. But these approaches are outdated and ineffective, and they are based on a big lie.
To find out more and get your free physical copy of Dr. John Finn's best-selling book, The Habit Mechanic, go to tougherminds.co.uk. Yeah, those resources, I know for a fact, have been extremely well received by a wide range of people in the course of your training. I know that... being able to access those as well will help so many people. So fantastic. The free physical copy of The Habit Mechanic available to people, and the opportunity to take part in these new super habit boot camps within the Habit Mechanic University smartphone app. Two massive bits of news from yourself, John. We touched on it at the start of the podcast. The Habit Mechanic system, which is of course laid out in the Habit Mechanic book, and is people are guided through in the Habit Mechanic University app, is helping people to fulfill their potential in life, and you've spoken about so much other material that's available not being effective. It's often tips and tricks, as you rightly call it, and then. Your central message is that it's vital that we begin this process of destroying our destructive habits and building new super habits. So give us a sneak preview, if you would, of the material of the book in the broad terms. What's this process of destroying destructive habits and building super habits? What's it all about? How do we go about starting that?
Yeah, so the way that we boil it down into its simplest form, it's a three-step system. And the first step is helping people to analyze their habits. And when I say habits, I just mean the things that we think and do. And we now have large sets of compelling data from multiple sources showing comprehensively that most of what we think and do is automatic or semi-automatic. And when I say most, I mean at least 98%. That means for every 50 processes running in your brain, at least 49 of them are automatic or semi-automatic. That's a minimal. Sometimes 100% of the processes that are driving what we think and what we do are automatic or semi-automatic. So most of what we think and do is a habit, because habits are just automatic and semi-automatic ways of thinking and doing. So if we want to be at our best, the first thing we need to do is understand those habits. And we've created over the past 20 plus years what we call habit metric tools, which are available inside the book and inside the app. And you can quickly analyze your habits where they are now and start to better understand your both your destructive habits, also your super habits. And then step two, once we've analyzed our habits, what we do is we show you which tool or tools you could use to start replacing one small destructive habit at a time, and how you can replace that with a new super habit. So, as I said in the in the book and in the app, we have over 35 different tools. So we're kind of moving from knowing what we need to do to starting to do it with the tools and starting to lay down those new neurobiological connections. But then importantly, step three is where we show people how to create what we call habit building plans. This is where this is the system we've created to make it really easy for people to activate the behavioral science and get the behavioral science working for them instead of against them. So we've created what we call our nine action factor model, using the latest insights from a whole range of different behavioral science experts. We found that no one expert theoretical models explain everything about why people do what they do, whether it's nudge or something else. It doesn't explain everything. So we've created our own model, nine action factor model, and the habit building plans show you how to create habit building plans so you can actually habitualize the new thing that you want to do. So we go step one, which is what we call intelligent self-watching, analyzing our habits. Step two, where we target a specific area we want to work on. We focus on a specific tool that's going to help us to improve that area. We might want to work on stress management. So we might use a focus reflection tool. We might want to work on sleep. So we use our diet, exercise, and sleep swap tool. We might want to work on productivity. So we use our willpower story tool. We might want to work on being a better leader. So we use our team power model, planning tool. Whatever it is, we have a tool or a set of tools that you can use to start building new habits, to start laying down those new neurobiological connections in your brain. And then step three, we show you how to build the habit using our habit building plans, which are designed to get the nine action factors working for you, because currently they're working against you, and that's why you have the destructive habits that you have.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you actually. You've preempted me so superbly well there that a component of this three-step process is these hidden nine action factors, these hidden factors which, excuse me, through your research and your work, you've uncovered and also made practically applicable for everyone in their lives and their work to feel better and do better. I won't go through them all now because we're coming to the end of the podcast, but just give us an example of a couple of how these factors which drive our behavior have been identified in your work and how you help people to make them applicable and beneficial for themselves.
Yeah, I think I'll talk about a couple of the interconnected factors. One is what we call reward and penalty systems. So every behavior you've got good at, and again, when I say behavior, I just mean what you think and what you do, there is a reward for it. And sometimes the rewards are not very obvious, because they might be, for example, about improving our social status in a very implicit way. So if we don't really understand what our brain is designed to do, it's going to be much harder to understand the things that our brain finds rewarding or finds penalizing. So we help people to understand the kind of things that are important for them and connect building new habits with achieving those things. And also tell them to reinforce the penalties if they don't build a new habit, that what are they not going to get if they don't build a new habit. So that's just a simple reward and penalty example. Another example is what we call brain state optimization. So often people, they know what they want to do, but their brain isn't working very well because they're not sleeping properly, they're not eating properly, they're not exercising properly, and that's those things are harder to do than ever before. So they don't have the mental capacity to make change, to actually get into their high charge brain states and what we call build the new ice sculpture, which essentially is the new habit they want to build. So we have to consider that factor when we're building new behaviors. So they're just a couple of the factors. You don't have to worry about the science. You just have to answer the questions that we ask you to answer in the habit building plans. And that's the power of the Super Habit boot camps. We're on hand to answer questions and to personally mentor you. Not just for individuals, but for teams and organizations as well. You can send your people on our boot camps, and we can help them to build new habits.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for sharing those, just two of those hidden nine factors, John. Really fascinating. And I suppose I think it's important just to say that this three-step habit mechanic system, which in essence is destroying destructive habits, building new super habits so people can unleash their potential and be their best consistently. These are the essence of the Habit Mechanic book and the Habit Mechanic University. And today on the podcast, two massive announcements, people able to get their hands on a free physical copy of the Habit Mechanic book, and the news also that these new super habit boot camps are being run now within the Habit Mechanic University smartphone app. So two huge developments. And just to close, John, you just touched on it. If people are new to the Habit Mechanic and the systems, many people hopefully have been following us on the podcast, but you said it yourself, this is supported. You've been delivering these insights and sharing these insights for many, many years now, successfully. The one thing, the consistent refrain people say is this is sophisticated understanding and insight and science, but made beautifully simple and superbly practically applicable.
Yes, and that's the challenge, isn't it? It's making complex things simple enough to implement in your daily life. And the brain, our brain, is the most complex thing in the known universe. And I read a lot around this area. I look at a lot of other offers in this area, and I just do not see anything that is comparable to the habit mechanic approach. So it's fantastic now that everyone can get there. Hands on a free copy of the physical book, which I do think the having the physical literally in your hands is so powerful. This is the way I consume material now. It's I will always get the I'll get the audio book, but I'll get the physio book, the physical book, because I'll listen and then I'll come back and I'll write notes and I'll annotate and I'll put post-it notes in it, etc. It becomes a working manual when I want to really learn something. Yeah, so that's really exciting. It's not a scientific textbook. The science is in there, written in a really accessible way. But fundamentally, it's about giving you tools and understanding to help you be at your best. And once you feel comfortable doing that, once you become a habit mechanic, you can then also learn how to help others to be at their best. So if you want to fulfill your potential, or you want to help others to fulfill their potential, then get a copy of the free a free physical copy of the Habit Mechanic. And also, join the boot camps. It would be great to see you in there as well.
Yeah, that's fantastic, John. Just a reminder then that if people want to get their hands on a free physical copy of the best-selling Habit Mechanic book, all they need to do is go to tougherminds.co.uk. It's the website, tougherminds.co.uk, and they will see very clear instruction, very clear guidance on how to get their hands on a free physical copy of the best-selling Habit Mechanic book. John, thanks so much for your time. Thanks for sharing this big news with us today on the podcast. Anything you'd like to say in closing?
Well, just thank you, Andrew. Thank you to everyone for listening. And as ever, remember, you never know which new habit you build is going to be the one habit that makes all that difference. So this is why we say you're only ever one habit away.